Donald.
Yes, what do you want?
Donald, you're on the podcast. Would you like to say anything?
I don't want the podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
Hey, I just got a text. What Sorry, Jack, I was taking a shower. Okay, Dylan.
What a great start.
Hey! Welcome to our first time. I'm Jacob Christie.
And I'm Jeffrey Andrews.
I'm Jeffrey Andrews' brother.
I thought you were Jacob.
I have multiple names.
Okay.
I'm a criminal.
Hey.
Hey. Speaking of criminals.
Hey. And wrongdoings and things that are bad.
So I've had an interesting week, and this is what inspired us to make this episode.
Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be the
Let's talk about sex, baby.
But
let's talk about Chew and Re.
Who's Re, Jack?
Re-Chew.
Okay, it was supposed to be the sex episode, but one of our friends said he wants to do it. We're not going to spoil it, because it's going to be a surprise.
I'm Jeffrey Andrews.
Yeah. that's why this is something else. But I promise the sex episode is coming up soon.
Next week or the week after?
I'm not promising anything, but it's coming up soon. Either the next one or the one after that.
Yeah, okay, so this week has been very eye-opening to me, because this episode is about our first time getting pulled over,
mm-hmm.
since I was recently pulled over this last Moondai. Yeah. Peyton.
Hey.
How did I get this ticket? Thanks for asking.
How did you get this ticket?
So
wait, you got a ticket? I thought we were just getting pulled over here.
Oh, okay. How'd I get pulled over and then and then fucked over by getting a ticket?
Yeah.
But that's a... See, you got out of a ticket. I got a dick slapped in my face. And
yeah.
And then I got fingered up my butthole a little bit.
So you didn't get a ticket. You got a dick-it. All right.
Yeah.
Please continue.
I said, excuse me, officer, is there anything I can do to get out of this ticket? And I showed him my rectum. And he fingered in there a little bit. And then he said, now here's a ticket.
Is it? Then he gave you the ticket after.
Yeah,
he
gave me a dicket and then a ticket.
Yep. Isn't your rectum inside your body?
Is it? Is that what
I think so.
Is that what a pink sock is?
Why don't you look it up?
If,
what?
Wait, you've never seen a pink sock?
No.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Viewers at home, do not look up what a pink sock is.
I do not want to know what that is. Are we looking that up right now?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I thought the rectum was inside.
Just
so
in case.
You had to, like, really open it up. Let me see. Let me see. Flip it around. Flip the phone around. Oh my God, that looks like the motorcycle accident we saw today.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Just in case, we won't say what it is. Do not look it up.
Wow.
It's
like blue waffle. When I first found out what a blue waffle was, I was watching a YouTube video, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, guys, do not look this up. But you gotta look it up. I looked it up anyway.
Speaking of that, the first time I saw Two Girls, One Cup.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I saw that.
I was at my old house with Donald Palomino, who made a quick cameo today.
Mm-hmm.
our peer, Brandon Wong.
Oh, no. And why? Why was Brandon there?
I think
there?
Austin. But, okay. What? Short story long.
So you're going to take a story that would be short and elongate it.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
talk.
For time, because we have an hour.
Yeah, I'm just going to talk real slow.
Okay.
So what happened was Brandon, so it was the Global Market Project.
Global Marketplace.
Globerfield. Anyway. here.
I'm holding my mic so I can't.
That was just for that bad joke that I made.
Okay.
So, you know, me, Donald, and Austin, we wanted to be a group. And then, you know, Brandon, our peer, I wouldn't call him a friend.
Okay.
Our peer said, "Hey, guys, can I join your group?" And I think Donald was the one who let him into the group.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who...
Oh, I'm sorry. I just messed with your mic.
Don't worry about it. I forgive you. He's the one who regretted it the most, letting him in the group.
Okay. Well, because it was his fault.
Yeah. And so we're working on the project at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon goes, "Have you guys seen Two Girls, One Cup?" And I'm like, "No. Like, what is that?" And so Brandon's like, "Oh, no. You're going to love this." And so he shows us, and me and Donald and Austin, but I just remember me and Donald looking at each other and, like, gagging. Like, that's how bad it was. Like,
yeah.
And Brandon's like, "Ha, ha, 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 ha."
Okay.
Yeah. Just, like, in the corner, like, laughing his ass off. And, like, "Brandon, how do you jerk off to this, probably? Like, you're a fucking sicko." And so, yeah.
Have you seen Four Girls Finger Painting or something like that?
No, I've only heard it. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Oh, because you watched that PewDiePie video.
Yeah, but you know my least favorite one is?
What?
The sandbox.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Or the guy...
Two kids, one sandbox? Yeah,
or the guy who, like, the Coca-Cola bottle or whatever that is, that he, like, sits
down. Oh, no, it's just a regular open glass.
Okay, okay.
And it, like...
Yeah, it breaks inside of his butt. Or the... Or the golf one that we watched.
Yeah, my God.
That girl had a lot of experience, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about tickets and getting pulled over.
Yeah, that's right.
So what happened was I was at a MoveTube shoot.
And this was last Monday?
This was Monday. This Monday.
Okay.
Last Monday. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we were at a MoveTube shoot in Thousand Oaks, and I have some friends that go to college nearby in Thousand Oaks. They go to Kalu, and so I was like, why not pop my head in there and give them a little, "Hey, how ya doing?"
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave them the hand in, and then and we hung out for a little bit.
Wait, was that McKay that started that?
"Hey, how ya doing?
Hey, how ya doing?"
I don't know.
That was like sixth or seventh grade.
Yeah, it was in a Bible video that I made with him.
So it was McKay.
Yeah.
And you, I guess.
I mean, he's more creative than I am, so.
I agree.
So, yeah, I gave him the little hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I, then I left, obviously, because I'm here today.
Uh-huh.
And it was 12:30 a.m., so like late at night. So,
okay.
Yeah. And the song Jumper was on the radio.
Can you give us a little sample?
Just look up Jumper Yes
no,
Man.
No, let's hear a little sample. You're singing it. It's not copyrighted.
Pianist?
You want me to accompany you on the piano?
Yeah, just give me one note, one straight note.
Alright. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh,
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Oh, all right. That was good.
And so
I have a nice gist of what the song
was. That song was playing, and I was, you know, jamming out. Like, I was in my own zone, dude. Like, jamming to some rock.
Yeah, good vibes.
And I felt my 2000 Honda Accord getting a little spatter, faster, stronger.
Okay. I thought you meant, like, sputter, where it was, like... I think that's the word, where it's like it's breaking down.
Was Scooter here? Was he just making that noise?
Where is Scooter?
I think he's still sick.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah,
maybe he's on maternity leave.
Yeah, since he's a woman.
Yeah.
so anyway, I was going like 88. And I didn't. I made a tweet after this. I did not go back in time. I got pulled over by the police because I realized I was like hitting 90, and I was like, "Whoa, there, horsey man! Take your gas off the saddle." And and I looked to my right, and there was a police officer, and instantly my heart went into like my throat, and I like gave the brakes a little tappy tap, not like a beep, but like a little.
Okay.
And so obviously the cops saw that I hit the brake, like, next to them.
Yeah.
And so,
Wait, were they on the road, or were they...
They're on the road.
Off to the side.
They're on the road, but their lights were, like, dim, which...
Okay.
Like, so...
Jasmine, I swear to God, if you fuck up this audio right now...
Jasmine, we're gonna...
Oh, my God, she's sitting on the dial. She put her foot right there. All right, whatever.
All right, anyway, Jasmine's Peyton's Doogie.
Doogie. You were just trying to fuck up this podcast, Jasmine. All right, sorry.
Anyway, fuck, what was I saying?
Okay. The lights were dim.
Yeah, so I didn't... As soon as I noticed, I was like, fuck. So I did a little doo-doo-doo on the brake.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm, like, going, like, 70. And this is, like, I'd say a good 10, 15, maybe 30 seconds. Like, we're just driving next to each other.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, whoop! And I was like, God, fuck.
Did they go over the loudspeaker through the car?
Yeah.
And say, like, pull over
to the side. Yeah. Get off the next exit.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where to park on the next exit, so we ended up going into a gas station. I just was there.
Did he fill you up?
Yeah, remember the Dickit?
Oh, see, I was saying gas, not fill your body up. Okay. So, I see where your mind's at. All right.
So, they came up to me, and they thought I was a drunk driver because they're like, have you been drinking tonight? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, officer. I was kind of just jamming out to classic rock.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah. Like, trying to pretend, like, to be a little good white boy. I should have said Christian rock now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But he's like,
Just listening to an audiobook of the Bible.
Yeah. I'm on Exodus right now. You got to give me some time. And he tested me out for, like, a little test.
Inside the car or outside?
Yeah, inside the car.
Okay. What was that like? What's the test inside the car? Because I know they take you outside.
It's just he said, follow my finger without moving your head. With your eyes, pretty much. And
you can't do that if you're drunk?
I don't think so. I think that's like test number one. If you fail that, he'll give you like a backup test and stuff like that.
Okay. So there were no Z, Y, X, W, whatever?
Yeah. I mean,
the alphabet backwards?
Because some people can't even do that sober. So.
Yeah, I had trouble just then.
But actually, the first he said he like moved his hand to his right, so my left, and I was so nervous I moved my head with my eyes. And I was like, oh fuck, like I'm not supposed to do this, and so I like I was so nervous.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I said like rock. Like I'm just trying. I'm like I didn't know what to say. Like it took me so much longer than I needed to be to get my registration and insurance and stuff like that in my car. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't need my insurance. I was just trying to find my registration and insurance, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. They definitely, if I was a cop, I'd think I was on something. But, yeah, they gave me a nice Dickit and Ticket.
Dickit and Ticket, the new combo.
Yeah.
So, do I talk about my story?
Yeah.
We have 13 minutes. So far.
Okay.
Do you want me, 13 minutes left.
Let me tell you, since I've had an interesting week with car stories.
Okay.
We can talk about my second car story.
Yeah. Okay.
Which happened on Wednesday. Okay. So on Wednesday, we lost my dear friend 2000 Honda Accord. Rest in peace.
Did you give him a name besides 2000? What was it? 2002 Honda Accord?
2000
Honda. 2000.
Betsy.
Oh, so it's a girl.
Betsy or Bertha.
Okay.
Just something real old sounding.
Yeah.
Picturing
like a big woman. A girthy woman.
No, a husky. Husky healthy.
Excuse me. Okay.
Something with some meat on her thighs.
Uh-huh.
I don't want that skinny pop, swamp pop. I want surgery. I want liposuction to be an option.
Okay. So like mildly overweight.
Yeah, like, you need to work on that.
Okay, you can talk about that,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay.
That ties in.
So,
Scooter?
So, Wednesday, I'm going to another move tube shoot, right? So, mm-hmm. I get my car, start the car, and I hear... Let me look up the sound of what I hear. Peyton, fill in.
Fill in. All right, let's hear some let's hear some music. from this is from Betsy Ross.
This is what it sounded like.
Thank God.
This is what it sounded like.
Scooter? Is this direct audio?
This is the day of my audio.
All right,
it's over. Okay, so that's what the car sounded like when I turned it on. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? It says check engine, so I checked my engine.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see anything. I didn't know if I should touch anything. Call my pops up. Mm-hmm. I was like, my car sounds like a grizzly bear.
Wait, while driving, you called your dad?
No, before. Before I drove.
Before you drove, so...
I turned it on, and
uh-huh. made
the... like, the noise was just heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And okay.
Yeah, so then I called Big Ol' Pops, and he said, just drive it to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And on my way there, my car wouldn't... It sounded like it was going to just fall apart at 15 miles an hour.
Okay.
And
so no more going 88 on the freeway.
Yeah, and so... like, I tried to push 25, and my whole car was vibrating. There's a video I compared it to.
Yeah.
You guys can look this up. It's a pretty funny video. It's like, it's a girl getting, like, an orgasm from a guy's bass in his car.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if a woman,
mm-hmm.
not a girl, a woman.
A woman.
was in my car at the time.
Uh-huh.
She'd be having a good time.
Yeah. Did you have a good time? Did you,
Oh no!
From the vibration.
Maybe from being nervous that my car was gonna explode.
Yeah, I've had that. A nice little nervous ejack.
Yeah. Don't you just hate when you ejack when you get scared? Isn't that the
yeah,
worst?
Yeah.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, can never every go year. To starting in fifth grade.
When Alien and Predator came out, Alien came out and I just ejacked all over that suit.
Yep. Okay.
And the guy came up to me and whispered in my ear, the little mouth, and said, meet us in the back in 10.
The little mouth.
Came up to my ear and said, meet us in the back in 10.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I got to the shit, and,
sounded like Marge Simpson.
Oh, homie. Oh. And the electrician, that's not right.
The mechanic
came up to me, who is a family friend, I guess. I guess my parents have known him for like a couple of years and whatnot. Mm-hmm. He comes up and he goes, hey, what's going on with the car? And I was like, how? Like the scene from Back to the Future, and he's like, listen to this. That's why I was like, just listen to this.
Yeah.
I turned it on and I was like, he's like, oh, someone stole your catalytic converter.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, okay, good. And
how did they steal it?
Wait, hey, don't cut me off.
Whoa, I'm sorry.
Don't call me Susan B. Anthony.
Speaking of cutting, wait, what? Susan B. Anthony? Who is that? I've heard that name before.
I don't know. He's like, yeah, check under my car, there's some wires. He said that someone went underneath my car in the middle of the night with an electric saw and cut it out because it's real popular right now and you can sell them for like $2,000 on the Blake market.
Yeah. So the electrician stole your catalytic converter, and the mechanic helped you out.
The electrician. I don't know who stole it.
Just some random hoodlum on the street.
Yeah.
Doing hood rat shit.
Now that I know how expensive they are, you might see me rocking around with an electric saw.
All right. I'm just kidding. All right.
I'm just kidding.
If you're missing your catalytic converter, just go to Jack's house. He'll have plenty
in a
few days.
Yeah. $2,000 a pop. $1,000 for friends.
Oh. Do I fit in that category?
No.
I get it.
You're more of a life partner.
Oh. What discount do I get with that?
$3,000.
That's great. Love that.
Because it's my money you'll be spending.
Because we have a bank account together.
Yeah.
A joint bank account.
But...
a joint... joint bank account.
No, hoo-hoo. But, yeah, I got a rental because it was fraud and it was covered for, so I didn't have to pay for a new catalytic converter.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me to this Hertz rental place.
Hertz done it?
Yeah. I would love a Hertz done it right in my mouth. And I got another Hyundai.
Okay.
But it's newer, so it has an aux cord and it's an
Hyundai
upgrade.
Or Honda?
Hyundai.
Because there are two... Hyundai is an actual car company.
Honda.
Oh, so a Toyota.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Camry.
Okay. What did the guy say to you?
Oh! Okay. So this electrician slash mechanic slash plumber slash life...
partner? I thought I was your life partner.
You... I hate to say this.
Wow.
On air. Live right now, streaming to Twitch.
Yeah.
We're done.
That was very short lived.
Yeah.
That was like a minute, not even.
But I hope we aren't friends, because I don't want to see you again.
It's okay. Will we still talk?
No, that's not part of the plan.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for watching. I mean, listening, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
What did he say?
He hasn't seen me in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting down, and he goes, hey, you're putting on some weight. I think you gotta take care of that. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm trying to.
Thanks, buddy.
And this guy is probably 300 pounds. 300-pound Armenian guy.
So he's not looking too great.
Meanwhile, he's smoking two cigars when he was telling me this.
Like, in his mouth at the same time?
He had one in his mouth and one... in like a ashtray, like, but it was still lit.
Wow.
It's always lit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I was actually like probably 220 and I've been losing weight or I've been trying to. And he's like, oh,
and that was, just didn't care.
Yeah. Wow. And I'm like, okay. So now whenever, I eat something or don't want to do something, I just say, gotta take care of that.
Yeah. You think of that guy and you're like, hey, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
What a douche.
Peyton.
Hey.
When did you get pulled over?
I got pulled over senior year of high school, which for those of you who don't know me, which is no one, because we still don't have an audience.
We don't.
Besides our friends.
But it's okay. Why do we need an audience?
We don't. I'm glad I'm talking to you, Jack. We never talk anymore.
I know. It's like we never see each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it was senior year of high school, and I was doing a community service thing. Like, at my high school, we just took the month of, I think it was the month of December, no, the month of January. We just took the month of January off to go to a community service site, and we would go there for a month instead of going to school. So I worked at a food bank while during the month of January.
Did you steal anything?
No, but I know kids that did.
No way.
Yeah. They stole, like, not like canned goods or anything, but like they had food and then they also had toys for like the kids, which is so much worse.
What?
And they stole, like, one kid stole a Hot Wheels car that was still in the box. Someone else stole like this ball that had like a bell in it. I don't know. Real dumb stuff, but there were douches. I never stole anything.
There's a special place in hell for people like that.
Yeah. Anyway, I was on my way to this food bank in the middle of January, just like any other day. And I was running a little late. I was like 3 minutes late, but I was 10 minutes away, something like that. So really late. So I was speeding a little to get there. And I didn't really want to go there, but I knew I had to, or else I would have gotten in trouble. So when I heard the whoop whoop, I wasn't like I was upset that I could possibly get a ticket, but I was kind of relieved because I like had to prolong the process of getting there. Okay. So it was like 20 minutes that
so
I...
So now you had an excuse on why you weren't there.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. I said, oh, I just got pulled over.
This is a great role model for our kids. At the food bank.
Yeah. Thanks for donating your time. My cock.
Tony Hawk's brother.
Yeah.
Mike.
He didn't go over the loudspeaker and say, pull over to the side. Because as soon as I heard the boop, boop, I just immediately went to the side.
You're a good kid, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. And I was in my Dodge Magnum at the time.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace. So I just went over to the side. I also had a bumper sticker that said USC Mom on it. So that's probably why he didn't go over the loudspeaker. He didn't know if I was a hoodlum or not. He thought I was a USC mom. Right?
Uh-huh.
So, I pulled over. He walked over to the car. And he's like, license and registration. And I didn't have registration.
See,
I don't know how I didn't get a ticket.
I said I was in classic rock.
Yeah.
And you don't have your registration. This is some bullshit.
I'll tell you why. So, didn't have my registration. And he's like, is this car registered? And I was like, I don't know. It's my mom's car. Obviously, it was mine, but I was just lying.
Did you know if it was registered or not?
I knew it was not registered. But I wasn't about to say, like, no, it's not registered.
Uh-huh.
But I gave him my license, and he went back to his car, did his little computer cop stuff, whatever. And, before he went back there, he's like, where are you headed to today? And I was like, oh, I'm going to a food bank with Loyola High School to do some community service. Help out my community, you know? And he's like, okay, nice.
You're just a fucking angel, aren't you?
Yeah. And then he went back to his car. I waited like 5 minutes. He came back and he's like, yeah, I'm just going to give you a warning. I don't want you to be late to the food bank. He was a super nice guy. And I didn't get a ticket. He let me off with a warning.
See, my guy was real mean.
Yeah.
Well, I had two guys. Well,
how old was your... Oh, you had two guys.
Yeah, one was like the good cop. The other one was the bad cop. I don't know which one was which. Uh-huh. But one gave me the tests. Mm-hmm. Went back to the car. And then an old man came.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, appear here, like on court, like April something something.
That's my worst nightmare.
And I'm like, do you know how much this ticket's going to be?
Oh, it doesn't say it on the ticket?
No, it's going to get mailed to me. And he said, I don't know, sir. And if I didn't know, I wouldn't even be able to tell you. And I said, just give me like an estimate, please.
Yeah.
And he goes,
well, if he tells you and he's wrong, then you could probably sue.
Can't be more. Can't be more than $300-$400. Like, no, it's probably $300-$400 at the least.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay.
Wait, at the least?
Yeah.
$300-$400?
And I was like, okay. And that was it.
Oh, cool.
And then I had some time to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Called my ma, called my dad, told them. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know what? Shit happens.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, so I was real surprised. I thought I was going to get publicly noosed by my father the next day.
But you didn't.
No. Woke up probably at 6:30 to catch him right when he woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, I screwed up. And he's like, what? I'm like, I got a ticket last night. He's like, for what?
And he's like, you should take care of that.
Yeah, you need to take care.
You need
of that.
To take care of that.
It's not my problem. You need to take care of that.
Yeah.
He's like, you got bigger worries. See that stomach right there?
You gotta take care
you
of that.
You gotta take care of that. See that little baby belly you have? A little 8-year-old boy belly. You gotta take care of that. My biggest fear is seeing myself naked in a mirror.
That's what he said to you?
No, that's what I'm saying to myself.
That's so funny. What if your dad said that to you? My biggest fear is seeing myself naked in a mirror.
Wait. His biggest fear is seeing me naked in a mirror or himself?
Himself. Either one. Either one is bad.
Just imagine. Imagine, like my dad, like, walking by my room and I'm naked and he sees me through a mirror and he goes, oh. He just walks away.
It has to be in a mirror.
Speaking of being naked and someone walking in on you, I have a story. And this ties into someone that we saw today.
Okay.
At Chipotle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know this story at all. So this is news to me.
So, fuck. This had to be eighth grade probably. This was definitely eighth grade.
Okay.
My sister's friend was also my age.
Okay.
So she was also in eighth grade. But my sister's 2 or 3 years younger than me.
Do I know your sister's friend?
Yeah, you do. We saw her today at Chipotle.
Oh, you can say her name. Just her first name.
Okay. Kristen.
Yeah. Kristen.
Yeah. And,
she's not going to listen to this. There's no way in hell.
She didn't say hi to us today. She's not going to listen to this. Yeah. And so,
Oh, Jack and Peyton have a podcast? Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. Oh, Jack's at Chipotle. I haven't seen him in like 3 years. Oh, no thanks. Yeah,
fuck that.
So she spent the night and I didn't know she spent the night.
Until she crawled in your bed, right?
No. Okay. Until the next morning, I took a shower and...
Oh, no.
And my room... So this was at my old house. So my bathroom was like right next to my room.
Yeah.
And there was no towel. So I had to go and get a towel from the closet next to the bathroom.
Oh, and you thought... Oh, it's just me and
yeah, it's just my family, like whatever.
Yeah.
And I grab it and I turn around and she's like, "Good morning, Jack." And I'm like, "Oh, good morning." She didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. She just, it was the most normal thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
So I don't know if she was too tired to notice, but I was.
She would definitely notice.
Everything was hanging out.
Everything.
Everything.
Even the...
Every nook and cranny.
Oh, wow. Nooks and crannies hang out?
Yeah.
Wow. She didn't say anything?
No.
I, like, even if I'm the most tired I've ever been, I can definitely, like, see if... Like, I can tell if someone's naked. Because I see, like, a skin-colored blob. I would know that they're naked.
Yeah. But I was like, what the
fuck? Maybe she was just too embarrassed.
Maybe.
See, I was picturing, like, she had, like, a cup of coffee or something. She's like, "Good morning," and then, like, she couldn't finish her sentence.
I'm just walking around butt-ass naked.
Yeah, no. And then she, like, drops the mug, and it, like, goes down in slow motion and breaks on the floor. No,
she, like, came out of my sister's room, and she's like, "Oh, good morning, Jack." And I was like...
you want some of this?
There's something... I have some morning something right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Breakfast is ready. That's what you should have said.
Yeah.
That's a good one-liner. Breakfast is served.
How do we get into this naked subject?
I don't know. You said, speaking of naked... Oh, because we were talking about your dad seeing you naked.
Okay.
Okay,
another thing on that. I hate seeing my dad naked.
I've never seen my dad.
Okay. this is more general for your circumstance. I hate seeing... Any parent naked.
Okay.
Any one of my parents.
There are some parents I'd like to see naked.
I don't think so.
Not my parents. I'm talking about my friends' parents.
I'm talking about my parents.
Uh-huh.
I am grossed out when I see them naked.
Okay.
And I know you're like, oh, you took showers with them when you're a little kid and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But no. Like, gross.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
Like, I'll just put my dad as an example. Like, we kind of live in a frat house type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll walk around
like a two bachelor pad.
Like, we kind of share the same bathroom because my sister blows up every bathroom she steps into. Okay. So my dad and I share a bathroom, and I'll have to like go grab something, like probably my toothbrush, and he'll be just butt ass naked, just
just twisting
and swinging everywhere, doing some dick exercises.
Okay.
And
because he's a fit guy, he likes to stay fresh. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh hey, like just keep eye above the lower level. Yeah.
Hey Mark.
Yeah.
Hey little Mark.
Yeah. I think he calls him his little pastor.
Oh no!
I'm just kidding. It's a little drummer boy. That's what it is.
That's even worse. Do you have a name for
mine?
Yeah.
I like to call it Average Joe.
Okay. Because it's just, eh.
Yeah.
All right.
It gets the job done.
Yeah.
For me, not the girl. I'm just
kidding. Wow. Okay.
Average Joe, and then I got Big Mike and Little Mike, because one's swollen and one's real small. I'm talking about testicles.
Oh, okay.
Just calling. I'm just kidding. They're the same size.
I thought we were talking about like different names for, you know.
No. Okay. So average. So Joe is my dick's name.
Okay.
And then my two testicles are Mike and Molly.
Okay. So one's a female.
Yeah.
Or is it a guy named Molly?
You know, the left one hangs lower.
Okay.
So they're obviously not the same. So I'm just, one's a male, one's a female.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
All right.
What about yours?
I don't think I have a name.
Just make one right now. I just did.
I'm thinking Johnson for some reason. But I don't want just a one name thing. Like, Johnson is a last name to me. So, Tom Johnson. That's fine, right?
Okay, that's fine.
Johnson means dick.
Yeah, sometimes. Willie.
Willie. Willie. I like that one.
Get over here, Willie.
I'll use Willie as its name. What do you call your penis? Willie. What are we talking about?
I don't know. My stomach hurts so bad right now. You don't even know. So I'm taking this Mao Huang tea.
What's it actually called?
Mao Wang.
Okay.
It's an ancient Chinese herb that is kind of like an adrenaline shot slash like it widens your blood vessels so you get more blood flow. It's pretty much like a pre-workout.
That doesn't sound healthy.
It's not.
Is it all natural?
It is, but it gives people heart attacks if they take too much of it.
I can tell.
That's why it's illegal.
I mean, I could see how someone could get a heart attack from that.
That's why it's illegal in the United States.
So you're drinking this illegally?
Yeah.
So you're a rebel, you're getting tickets,
yeah,
dickets, drinking stuff you shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So, you know, my dad, I see him every morning put, like, coconut oil in his drink. Like, it's no
big deal. Coconut oil?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's, like, pretty much just straight, like, coconut. If you can imagine butter with, like, a slight coconut taste, that's coconut oil.
Okay.
And so, I'm like, I'm gonna put it in my drink. Why not? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to put it in my tea before I work out. It's supposed to be good for you. So I put it in my tea. And my tea was cold, so I had to put it in the microwave. When I took it out, there was a thick layer of the coconut oil and then the tea.
Ew.
And so,
like, different layers?
Yeah. So I drank. Ew. I had to drink. Dude, I'm going to throw up. Just thinking about it. I had to drink just straight coconut oil.
For, like, a fifth of the drink.
Yeah. And then the tea. And my stomach right now.
Oh, that was today.
Yeah, that was today.
Wow. Can we get Chipotle?
It's the worst.
Ew. I can't even imagine.
It's the worst.
I don't even really know what coconut oil is. You know what comes to mind when I think of coconut oil?
Coconut milk?
No. Strip clubs. Because, you know, they lather themselves up with, what is it, coconut? Something coconut. I smell it on them.
Really?
Yeah, oh, because I'm there every Friday. No,
see, there's different, like, perfumes they use. One, my sister actually got the same perfume as a stripper.
No.
And I smelt it, and I said, Mila.
You smell like a stripper?
No, I said, I'm going to be straight up with you. I went to a strip club once, and a girl smelt exactly like this perfume.
Wow.
And she goes, okay, and then threw it away.
Oh, my God. Well, at least she threw it away. It wasn't just like, okay, I'm going to keep wearing it.
No, she threw it away.
Good.
After I told her one of the strippers' names was Mila.
Yeah. No. Mila was one of the most attractive ones.
Hey, you talking about my sister?
For my... No.
Hey.
No.
You talking about my sister?
No. Willie.
I'll be talking about your sister.
Willie.
Mister.
Jasmine? Jasmine's my sister, I guess. Jasmine's on my lap right now.
What's your sister doing on your lap? I don't. Do they know Jasmine's a dog?
What are you talking about? She's not a dog. Scooter, I thought you were sick. I thought it was your sick day. What's going on, Scooter? You've been sick last week. You're sick today.
Hey, what were you saying about
how attractive Mila the stripper in parentheses is?
There's Mila my sister and then Mila the stripper.
Yeah,
in different categories.
Mila the stripper. Let's talk about, or should we save that for?
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left?
20 minutes.
Okay, I was gonna say something.
That's a good episode. Wow, our first time going to strip club.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jack! If we had like all 8 of our friends in the group who like went, have been to a strip club, talk about their first time. We have like 7 mics going up.
Uh huh.
That'd be amazing. That's like number 10. We got to do that for the 10th episode.
No, something. We have to do our first time going on a group camping trip.
Okay.
With everyone.
We can do both.
Or we could do all 3.
Shoot one after another. All 3.
What was I saying before? Oh, the coconut.
Yeah.
Oil.
Seeing your dad naked. Oh.
The fuck? What the fuck, Jerry?
Willie.
Oh, you want to do that?
What?
So Peyton and I, I asked Peyton a question earlier if he can make his porn debut.
Oh.
How'd he do it?
We already kind of went over this.
I know, but they haven't heard it.
Yeah, but we already made the sound. Oh. When you were describing how your dad came out.
Well, get up. Show him.
Get up and show him?
Yeah.
All right, Jasmine, you got to get off my lap. Watch her fuck everything up. Hold on, Jasmine. Hold on. Okay. All right, so if I can get up, Jesus. Am I going first? Is that why?
Yeah,
I'm
go
up?
First.
So,
set up the scene. Okay, first of all, I just want to say I got this from the SourceFed podcast. They
said something like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, they said something like this, okay. And I wanted to get your opinion on it.
So, Jack asked me this question, and I immediately thought of a pizza boy, right? Okay,
yeah.
So I totally disregarded that fact for some reason, and I just thought of me walking into a door frame that doesn't have a door, completely naked, and just doing some twists and giving him a little bit of... You can hear that.
Wait, so you come in butt naked?
Butt naked.
So you have no clothes on? Dude.
No clothes on.
All right, do you have like a pizza box and then your dick's in the pizza box?
I told you I thought of that.
No, you have to tell me your scene. Like, what's the scene?
I don't know. I would just come in and...
You have to give me your...
All right, do you want me to actually make a scene?
Yeah, make a scene.
As a writer?
Make a scene as a writer.
Because I'm a writer, right?
I'm a shooter.
All right, so... How would I do this? Okay. We'd start off in a van.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ooh, you like those fuck van things?
And we'd be like, I don't like them personally, but I feel like that's what I'd...
Be in.
Yeah. That's where I'd fit in, because I'm a pasty white dude. I could wear some round glasses, slick my hair back. And then I'm talking to the camera. The girl's not there yet.
Okay.
All right. We're driving, and I'm like, oh, this one looks nice.
Oh my God.
I swing open the door. It's an 18-year-old girl.
Oh, so it's
she's
like
legal.
It's like an amateur porn video.
And I'm like, hey, you want some candy? And she's like, yeah, sure. Obviously she's in on it.
Yeah.
And she comes in, and then I'm like, here's your candy. Unwrap it. The candy is my pants. All right? So she unwraps it.
Your pants.
Yeah, unzips them. Then we just get into it.
So you didn't come in just...
No. 2 different scenarios. Because that was like a rough draft. And now I like completely scrapped that idea.
Okay.
And that's like if someone gave me a writing opportunity in a porn shoot.
And this was another. That's what I would do. This is another question they asked on the Sorso podcast. But okay, what would your like signature phrase be?
Oh no, I'm gonna have to think about that one. Why don't you tell me what you would do? Okay. Your ideal porn shoot.
So my ideal porn.
And shoot. How would you? I think get into it.
I think it would be like. Like a girlfriend and a boyfriend get in a fight.
Okay.
And then the boyfriend like storms out. And the girlfriend's all alone. She's like, I wish someone could like could please me like my better than my boyfriend. And let me get up and explain what would happen.
Okay. Here, let me try to move the mic over to you.
So she hear a loud bang from outside.
Okay.
And she'd be startled. She'd be like, what is that? And then, here, I'm going to step outside the door, but then I'll come busting
I'll try to,
the door
I'll
like
try
this.
To narrate.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm so scared.
I'd be outside the door.
Okay. Watch out for Jasmine. Jasmine, come here. Jasmine's right next to the door. Okay.
So, I come with the door. Just butt-ass naked. And then I'd sprint over to her, and I'd just jump on top of her. And then, like, so you think it'd be like a hardcore sex video.
Uh-huh.
But we wouldn't talk. It'd just be dead eye contact.
Oh, no. Time. One position just so you could look at each other? I don't like that. He was staring
just,
at me.
Just dead staring at each other.
Oh, I hit the mic. Fuck.
And right. I think my signature line would be, you're about to be filled to the brim.
Ew. That sounded a little like John Wayne. You're about to be filled to the brim.
No, that's my line. Happy Thanksgiving, pilgrims.
That's awful. I was thinking like Pokemon, like when you're about to... Inside of her.
In Pokemon.
No.
You're about to...
No, in porn, when they're about to...
Why'd you say Pokemon?
I'll come back to that.
Okay.
So you know how, like, people do it into the women's mouth, yeah. Right? I'd say, gotta catch them all.
All the STDs that you're giving
no.
them? What if you had AIDS and you'd say that?
Oh, my God.
Gotta catch them all. Gotcha, bitch.
Wow.
After you had sex with them, balloons would fall down. Congratulations, you have AIDS.
You have HIV/AIDS. Congratulations.
What's a... You got mail.
You got mail.
You got AIDS. You have a depression.
All right, Jack.
What are we at?
We're at 48, but I want to talk about something.
Okay, go ahead.
Sticking on the porn topic, what kind of porn do you watch?
Do I watch?
Yeah.
Do you just want to get into first time seeing porn right now?
Sure. We have 12 minutes. Yeah, we'll include that.
Yeah,
I like that. Okay.
That's like a small...
A nice two-parter.
Section. Yeah.
Okay.
So, first time I saw porn was, shout out Justin Jun, Justin Jun's house.
Okay.
And it was me, Justin, and I'm sure some other guys, and Justin's like, guys, check this out.
Oh,
and
no.
He searched, like sex on... on the interweb.
Yeah.
And this is when LimeWire was a thing. So we like he had
that's where you like download music and stuff, right?
Yeah. And so
illegally.
Yeah. And he showed me my first porn video and I was like, "Wow." And then
could you explain what it was about?
I mean, I couldn't tell you.
Was it a guy and a girl?
Yeah.
Two guys, two girls?
It was definitely a guy and a girl.
Okay.
I remember one time, like, again, this was, like, probably a week later when I did research on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, guys, check this out. And I searched big asses.
No.
And one anal video came up.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, ew, you like anal? Uh-huh. And I'm like, no, not at all. it's just the one of the videos that popped up when you search big asses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's one time, I'll tell you one time, I got in trouble for
watching pornography.
No, not watching pornography.
Starring?
But
in it?
No, that's another story.
Okay. It was just our first time starring in porn.
I'd say it was like seventh grade, or sixth or seventh grade, and my friend Bowen was over.
Okay.
And he was on Wikipedia, and he searched penis.
Ooh.
And a picture of a penis came up on the screen.
Oh no!
And you know how parents be searching them histories. So oh, that I looked up penis.
Yeah, you didn't know how to clear it.
Yeah, and then.
Jasmine, what the fuck are you doing?
And my mom's like, why are you looking up penises on your computer? And I'm like, I don't know, that was Bowen. And she completely shut off, like, Safari and all that stuff from my computer and phone and stuff like that.
Hey.
Hey. Sharon.
Willie.
Come here.
What a bitch. Alright, you wanna go into why I'm scared of porn? Because that's why
I talk about your first time.
No, this is why I'm scared though.
Can we talk? Okay, and then after can we talk about that like 1 week where we got the Digital Playground account?
Oh my god,
that was a fun. Okay, week. That was fun.
All right, so wait, real quick, talk about what kind of porn you like to watch.
Oh,
just if you had one category to watch for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Point of view is nice. POV.
Okay. I was thinking more. I was picking you as an ebony guy, but
really,
yeah.
I do like some ebonies, but I mean, again, with POV, there's so many different aspects to it.
Yeah, Jasmine,
I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, can you get her out of here,
Michael Vick?
And let's get her out of here.
Right now.
Close the door.
We're drowning you right now.
Oh, wow. So you like point of view.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, realistic.
Yeah.
It's like you're actually there.
Because, okay, my least favorite thing is when... Hey, don't you just fucking hate when you're about to nut? And then it shows the guy.
Oh, so point of view, you don't see the guy at
exactly.
All. Okay. All right, let me talk about my first time watching porn.
Okay.
This ties in with the first time I ever masturbated story. So, this is going to sound so weird, and it was so weird, but I was on a cruise with my grandma and my mom.
Oh, no.
And, we're all sharing a room. I was, like, 11, so I didn't have my own room.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I peed the bed.
Fucking pussy.
I don't think I was 11. I can't pee the bed.
It's too old for peeing the bed.
Yeah, when do you pee the bed? 9? 8?
I don't know. We have a friend that probably still pees the bed today.
Yeah. Anyway, I peed the bed. And my grandma, I call her Granny. Granny was like...
I call my grandma Bubby.
Yeah. Granny... Shut up! Granny was like, hey, I'll take care of this. I'll wash them. Or I'll give them to the maid or something like that. Fuck you, Jasmine. Fuck you. So I went to go take a shower. Because I was covered in pee-pee. And they had one of those detachable
nozzles. Yeah. Oh, no.
And I was, like, washing down there, right?
Oh, my God.
And I, like, flipped the nozzle up. Not my penis. I flipped the nozzle up to, like, the back of...
Like your cooch?
Like, the sensitive part. Of the tip. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like the bottom.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, oh, that, wow, that feels kind of good. And just for the first time ever, rubbed one out in that shower. And after that, I had a PSP, PlayStation Portable, and it had a Safari browser on it. It wasn't very great, but it worked. And I would look up, like, I wouldn't look up porn, but I would look up, like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall nude
My thing I used to, like, okay, let me tell you my first GAO story.
Okay.
It's probably weirder than yours.
Okay.
Call of Duty.
Oh, no. I already don't like this.
4? I don't know. There's a mission where you're on a turret, and and you like hold down the turret and the controller vibrates.
Oh, okay.
And it was on my, it was like, I was holding it right here.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what is this sensation? And yeah, it was the first time I was like, why did that feel good? And
yeah.
Then I rubbed one out. But yeah. Then my picture, my go-to picture was always like a naked Megan Fox picture that someone photoshopped.
Oh, I know those.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, it did the job perfectly.
Let me be clear. When I rubbed one out in that cruise shower, nothing came out.
Really?
Like, I was young enough to where, like, nothing
really?
Came out.
Okay, I was old enough to where something did come
out.
And let the jury know, I did not rub one out with the controller.
Okay.
I used my hand.
Okay, I was worried. So, yeah, the first time something came out, I was freaking out. I had no idea.
I was
younger than sixth grade, because that's when we had sex ed. But, yeah. All right, go ahead.
One of our friends, I remember, never had come out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know what? The stuff is green, right?
No.
And I'm like, no, it's not.
Is this Brandon again?
It starts with a B.
Is it a five-letter name? Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's it?
Yeah,
it
that was the story.
Okay. What else was I going to say about this topic? Oh, my favorite type of porn to watch.
And your first time watching porn. You didn't say that.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I would watch the Forgetting Sarah Marshall videos or like any rated R movie that showed
boobs
at that time.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to watch rated R movies. You were, I'm sure. But
who knows?
I was not. So I had to scandalously look it up on my PSP. Anyway, one night, because I would always do it at night when my mom tucked me into bed.
Uh-huh.
I just got fed up with like having to search like movie titles. So I just typed in boobs into Google.
Always a good idea.
And the first video was an X Videos video.
Okay.
And it was like some...
I'm surprised Pornhub didn't come up first.
Yeah. No, actually, it was like X Videos, something called boobs.com, and then like five other ones before Pornhub.
Really?
I remember that, yeah.
Well, because now if you search like something like that, Pornhub's like...
Yeah. Bing. Yeah. But I typed that in, and I saw the X Videos, and it was like some... It was some bathroom scene... I could probably look up the video after this and show you. But it was some bathroom scene with a blonde girl and some guy. And this guy was, like, using a urinal. And so it was a men's restroom. And the guy was using the urinal. And this woman just comes in randomly into the guy's bathroom. And he, like, finishes his urination.
Uh-huh.
And, just like goes over to her and she starts undressing him, like everything but a tie. I remember that specifically. Just the tie was left.
This is a weird fucking video.
And there was a bed in the bathroom. And they just had sex on that bed in the bathroom. And I remember that very vividly. But that was the first time I watched porn in my bunk bed.
Really?
When I was like 10 or something like that. What are we looking at?
What are we at?
We're at 58:43.
Do you want to talk about the week that we had with the Digital Playground account?
Yes, that'd be a nice closer.
Okay, so to close out this podcast, Peyton and I, what year was this?
I don't know. It has to be more than 3 years ago.
It has to be like freshman year or freshman or sophomore year.
I'd say sophomore.
Sophomore year. Yeah. I got a Digital Playground, which is a like a porn movie site, kind of.
Yeah. Where they actually care
account.
About
yeah,
their videos.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They're like hour-long films.
Yeah, and I got an account, and Peyton and I kind of spent a couple days, like I'd say a week probably.
Yeah.
Just watching the videos, not doing anything to it.
No, I would never jack off with someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, exactly. But like just critiquing the acting.
Yeah.
The storyline.
Yeah.
It was
the relationships.
I can say it was one of my favorite like experiences with something like, well, obviously it's my only experience with something like that, like watching that with someone, but it was a great experience.
Honestly, some of those movies were better than most movies I've seen that weren't pornos.
Yeah.
And that's incredible.
Yeah. The chemistry was so much better.
Yeah. That ties in with one of my favorite, or the type of porn I like to watch.
Which is what?
I like real gentle stuff. Okay. So I remember seeing a video on Digital Playground where, like, I was expecting it to be, like real hard, but it was soft, and I was like, whoa, I like this. So I like the real, I like the real passionate, what's it called? Like, Passion X or something? X Passions?
Okay, I kind of get what you mean.
Where it seems like they're actually a couple.
Yeah.
I like those videos. So that's one category I would watch for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's an hour 50.
Wow.
Yeah, an hour and 50 seconds. That's pretty good. Yeah. I think this was one of our best episodes.
Wait, Dylan.
What? Wow. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Tune in next time.
Tune in next time when we order a giraffe. Thank you.
Order a giraffe? Is that what you said?
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you, Peyton. Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you, Lamp.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, the porn industry. Thank you, the cop that pulled me over.
Thanks for the cop that let me off.
Thank you, the hoodlum that stole my catalytic converter.
Thanks to everyone.
Thanks to everyone. Thanks we for love everyone tuning in. We love all our friends, which are the only people listening.
Yeah. We will see you next time.
Bye. Bye.